You know, I guess that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, 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 the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. That's right, you got your homie, Juss.
Hey, yo, what's up? Daddy's home.
Yo, this is redacted, but thanks to my lawyers, I am guard.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yo, you went there. You went there for
this
it.
This man.
Hell no, redacted. Speaking of redacted, apparently, you know, he's back on the 2K game. But was he ever really gone, though? That's the big question. But since we're talking about the 2K game and I mentioned it, Vince, Poppy, yeah. Del Delgado. How's the game, homie? How is it? How is it? Tell us,
bro.
Tell us.
It's pretty good. It's smooth. I like it. It feels kind of like a more complete version of what they did last year. Like it more because last year felt like it had a few things, but it was missing some stuff. This game kind of feels like a roster update and just like an update overall. I'm enjoying it. I like it. I went a few rounds the other day with my friend Ben and my friend Jesus. Shout out to Jesus. Shout out to Ben.
Oh, shout out to Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, we're out here doing triple threat matches and backstage brawls, and it got fun. You know, you can throw weapons at people, do backstage brawls. You can throw fireballs now, like Alexa Bliss.
Wait, what?
You can throw a fireball at someone.
Hell no.
Yeah, It's dope. It's fun. It's good stuff. I'm enjoying the game. My little side project is to try to get all my podcasting homies on the game, create them. So keep a lookout for that. You know, I'll keep you guys posted on it. But yeah, it's been fun, man. It's been fun. It's been worth the investment for sure.
Yeah. If you do make a character of me, my usual go-to is like just my look with Tajiri's moveset.
Oh, that's perfect. That's so perfect. I'm going to give you Tajiri pants, too.
Dude, those pants, yo. I mean, nobody else could rock those pants but Tajiri, but they were nice. I have to say, I know as a little joke, we always said that most of the Getcho guys want to be like Yokozuna size but have like cruiserweight movesets.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So if you can do that, make like – 8, include yourself. You want to include yourself and Benji. Make 8 cruiserweight, but with Yokozuna.
So, Justin, I'm going to make you 2 models. I'm going to make you just like the regular homie Just, but I'm going to make you a Yokozuna AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah, version. Dude. Let's go.
You're going to have the Yokozuna pants, but it's going to be AJ Styles mixed in there.
Could you imagine he does the same entrance thing with the hood? And
oh, yeah. He's going to be out there looking like Fat Boo when he wears the vest. Oh, man.
Yeah, because I think one time, right, Gard, we had joked about this. We said, like, okay, we need a squad. Yokozuna, Bam Bam. What, like Earthquake? Who else was
Earthquake,
in there?
King Mabel.
Vader.
Oh, my God.
But have them move have them move like AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the perfect NBA Jam, like, you know, with the big heads. It's like that mode.
Oh, you know what? They did had like a big head mode in like a past 2K. I think it might have been like
really?
2K.
Oh, okay.
It could have been, I think it might have been 2K19 or whatever, where they had like a big head mode where like all the characters had like big old heads and tiny little bodies and shit. I heard looking like JD McDonough.
And if every time you get punched, do you get bigger? That would be cool.
Oh, man. End up looking like a Megamind.
Dude. Shout out. Yeah, underrated movie.
Shout out.
But guys, how we start this? how we start this show, right? We start this show with what type of wrestling fan we were this week.
Yeah.
Guys, what type of wrestling fan were y'all this week?
Vince, you start.
Oh, okay. God damn. He hit me with my move that I hit with Benji.
I know. Like...
So for me, I've been an exploratory wrestling fan. And what I mean by that has been I've been exploring other avenues of like my wrestling fandom, you know, like trying to check it out in the video game, checking out like some retro, going to some indie shows. I checked out Dynamite, Big Business Tonight. So I've just been exploring what I like in my fandom. I've been a little bit more open to some things, you know.
So, oh, for a second, I thought you said exhibitionist.
Oh, an exhibitionist. No.
Different type of exploring.
Not at the moment. Not at the moment.
Not that kind of exploration. Yeah, but I've been an exploratory wrestling fan, you know, just out there seeing what's up in my horizon.
You want to, you know, and maybe increase your palate a little bit.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
you know,
like
see that. What ingredients you might like, dislike. You know.
Yeah.
Garn, what kind of wrestling fan were you this week?
Right now, I would say I'm like the Chicago Bears talent scout fan.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say that because I would just briefly look at what possibility all-stars I get, and I end up dropping the ball and doing something else. So, so like I was concentrating on watching like WWE, and then I had stuff to do, and then I missed. I just like, oh well, I'll try again next time. Kind of deal.
Oh man.
Okay, well, let's hope the Bears don't fumble like the future.
Oh, they're gonna fumble it. So. I don't. I'm a Bears fan, and I know they're gonna fumble it.
Dude, it's already expected. That's why I'm like not even like worried about it. Like I'm not worried about any Chicago sports teams right now. Like Bulls, y'all go do your thing. Go win three in a row, and then get blown out by Dallas.
Dude,
matter of fact, did they beat Indiana?
I know they went to overtime. They forced it to overtime.
Yeah.
That, but see. That's it, though.
Well, this is like status quo for the past 10 years, so.
But going,
they actually won it at OT.
They won it? Oh,
yeah, 3 points.
Let's go.
3 points. That's let's a big go. Win, too, because if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. if I'm not mistaken, Indiana's like the 8 or 7 seed, like right neck and neck with Miami, and the Bulls are right underneath them, and then. This is a big win. That's like a full game ahead. So instead of being down four games, they're now down 3 or maybe 2, 2 and a half.
Oh, so we're still in the play-in tournament? Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
we're still in the play-in tournament.
Honestly, we're like locked into that 9 seed, to be honest with you. Like
we're kind of like Toriano in the New Japan Cup, which which basically, the type of wrestling fan I was, though,
okay,
is kind of like a keto-friendly diet type of wrestling fan, right? You know, keto-friendly, okay. No carbs, low carbs, that type of deal, right? You know, I might get hit on this, but I'm at the point where I'm kind of like seeing too much of the Rock, Cody, Seth Rollins situation, right?
Okay, yeah.
So like, you know, that'd be the bad portion of the diet, right? So I want something good. I'm a wrestling fan. Right. And I say that I try to watch everything. So I'm trying to, you know, stay on my keto friendly diet, watching New Japan Cup, see what they're doing there. You know what I'm saying? David Finlay, you know what I'm saying? Hikaleo, you know what I'm saying? See what those guys are doing. And then tonight, Big Business, you know, the first like hour and a half was pretty good. You know, AEW, when they say they're going to deliver on something, they usually do. So like I can't fault them for that. They had good, you know what I'm saying? That's like the non low sugar portion of the diet,
yeah.
The more healthy parts. Mm-hmm. And consuming like a little bit more of like everything that you see like wrestling wise in general, like TNA, and trying to see what's going on with Nick Nemeth. So like I'm trying to keep that diet clean. I'm trying to make sure I don't get any carbs that I don't need, you know? It's just like, because sometimes carbs, which is like Cody, Seth, and them, that could be over, that could be too much. It could be too overbearing. You know what I'm saying? Not gut friendly, you know?
Yeah.
So okay. That's the type of wrestling fan I've been this week, though.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Yeah. But yeah, guys. So we've seen wrestling all week, right? From Friday to now. So let's talk about a few winners and losers, right?
Word.
And I'll start. And I want you to help me out with this. Okay. The slap that Cody Rhodes gave to The Rock. I mean, where does this rank in terms of top slaps in WWE? Okay. Right? Because I used to say Stephanie used to bring the slaps. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, what about y'all? I can't decide if this is a winner or loser.
I'm going to say it's just slightly above Linda McMahon's slap. Because Linda McMahon probably had like the worst. Like, it was not a good slap. It was not a good slap.
That's like a you're in trouble slap. Like, not even, there's like no force. There's no force.
That's more like, stop it. We're in public. Don't do that. Not in front of my parents.
That's like a bitch stop making a scene type of slap, you know?
Yeah. It's like, behave yourself.
Yeah, comportate. For real. You know? Yeah, it's like a mama hitting a child, you know?
Yeah.
Comedy. You know?
I would, but at least with that slap that was on mainstream TV.
True.
I was thinking like Caitlyn and AJ from NXT before 2.0 that was only on the web slap. It was weird. It's like it's kind of forgettable in a weird way, you know. Even though he slapped The Rock, but it's like
it's not. But even the way The Rock sold it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like he tripped and stepped on the Legos. Like, there was really no, like, oh, damn, I got slapped. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, y'all, for real, like, if there was a real fight between men, right, mm-hmm. between two Brahma Bull, between two grown-ass men, are they going to slap each other? Mm-hmm. No, you're gonna get a fist, right? You're going to get a fist in your face. Yeah. Right? A kick, but definitely not a slap.
Honestly, Cody would have had much more of a successful slap if he grabbed one of those, like, those sticky hand rubber bands. But just like,
a glove?
You know, throw a glove from, like, back in the day.
Like a pimp?
Yeah.
Like a 50 cents out of the candy machine?
Yeah, you have the 50 cent one that you put the quarters in. It's like, I challenge you to a duel. Achoo.
Oh, hell no.
Whiplash.
Yeah, no.
Man. Oh man!
I'll be honest. I'm trying to recall the last time we saw like men like slap in the face each other.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And everywhere you see on IWC on Twitter, social media, everywhere, even the mainstream media is like, "Oh, the slap heard around the world. Oh, the slap." Like, let's back it up. It's two grown men slapping. You know, like. Like, that's the part that should be in question, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'll say it this way, man. If I had to get slapped by any man, it would probably be Cody. Because he's going to take care of me with that slap. You know, he's going to make sure I'm nice, taken care of. It's going to be
There's a weight. Mm-hmm. There's some weight there. You know what I'm saying? There's some pent-up aggression in that hand, you know?
There's some tender loving care with that hand.
So you're saying like when he slaps you, there's not just force of aggression, but there's also like, I am sorry.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry. I love you. Shawn Michaels looking at us.
It's like when your mom or your dad beat you, like, oh, you made, I'm sorry I'm doing this. You made me do this.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
I think we can all relate to that. You know?
Yeah. No, I'm but gonna
the,
get...
Well, I mean, like, because you spoke about it on Smackin' Around, shout out Smackin' Around, but like, I don't know. I just don't know what to feel if that segment, everything up until that segment was a winner, right? Like, everything that he talked about, right?
Right.
I'm talking about in Cody's portion of the promo, right? Cody's portion of the promo I thought were pretty delivered well. Rock's delivery on the promo, though. Dude. I mean, okay, Garnet, y'all help me out, right? Was the mistake joke, did it really hit?
No.
The sibling joke?
It didn't hit, right? It didn't hit. And I hate this when I see this on Twitter when everybody's saying like, oh, he hit them with the mistake. Like, yo, that really didn't hit nobody. You know what I'm saying? That was like
the
weakest and confusing comebacks, you know?
Like, it's been a thing ever since he showed up and attacked Jinder Mahal. He's like, and he was heavily breathing. It was like, should I sit at the bar? Should I sit at a booth? Should I sit at the head of the table? You know, he's taking the scenic route with his promos to try to get to his fucking point. Mm-hmm. And Katie said this on Smackin' Raw. It's like he's going on tangents, but he's not saying anything. He's saying so much without saying anything, which is crazy to me. And I mean, last week, 2 weeks ago, two of those ago, he was just like going on and on and on and on, and it kept going. He dropped the fucking 21-minute promo on his fucking Twitter because he wasn't going to get enough time to cut everything he wanted to cut on SmackDown. And it's like, I don't know. It's not hitting. Like shout out to Young Kings. I'm glad they're enjoying Rock. I'm glad other people are enjoying Rock. But this ain't it.
I have a theory on
Austin
it.
Austin theory?
I guess so in this case. But you know how Attitude Era, he was able to fling anything and it make all those insults. Obviously, we're entering a PG. We were in a PG era. We're in the canceled culture era. So I think his normal go-to is very subdued just because of that.
Yeah.
Especially when he has to keep in mind of social media and stuff. So it's like, if we wanted to see real Rock, you know, like real Rock, it's going to be hard with this new era of people, you know, with cancel culture. So, yeah.
So my thing with that is, right? See, for me, because like WWE is not in a technical PG era like they were like in 2012, 2013, 2014, you know, like I feel like they're just in an era, right? For me, it's one of those things where like, you know, Adam Sandler can't do a skit because we have evolved in terms of humor, right? He can't bring his skit back that he did in the 1993 SNL and then put it right now. Like, it'll just be, oh, you're just awkward and just obnoxious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just timing, and so, like,
to me, like, I feel like in terms of, like, levels of promos and how you could reach people nowadays, I feel like we just evolved in what we consider a good promo is.
Yeah, to me, it's kind of like this. He's out here, he's trying to do what he was doing before, but obviously, like Garn was saying, it's like with it being more PG, he probably can't really hit the same beats he's trying to hit. So you kind of have to reinvent yourself almost a little bit. Like, as much as I love John Cena, if he were to come out with Dr. Thugonomics, this current version of John Cena, it would not be it. I don't think he could pull it off because it feel disingenuous.
Right. You know? No, exactly. And that's kind of like what I'm trying to say. Like, basically, like, I feel because he's been away from the wrestling crowd, he doesn't know exactly what the wrestling crowd thinks is funny.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, like back then he was very in tune because like that was the type of humor, like that shock value and everything like that. But like us as people, like we're far gone from that just in general.
Yeah, I mean, like the closest thing to him being like even slightly close to like old Rock was when he first came out with the Versace vest on SmackDown 3 weeks ago. And he came out calling like everyone crackheads and shit, like and whatnot. It was the closest thing we got to like a good like interpretation of what Rock was before, you know.
Yeah, and trust me, we're just being critical. We're still a fan of everything that's going on. But we have to be critical because it's The Rock. You know, we want The Rock to succeed, you know.
I'll pivot next, and it's a quick one, but you know, we gotta talk about it anyway. It just happened. Big winner of the week, gotta be Mercedes Moné. She rolled up to AEW Dynamite, big business in the Mercedes-Benz, looking like the CEO that she is, and had the whole crowd chanting. She had a really good
CEO,
promo.
CEO.
Yeah. Fantastic promo. Delivery was great. You could tell she was emotional. She got caught up in the moment. My only nitpick, and it's something that everyone said in the past when they show up in AEW, Saraya did it, you know, Toni Storm said it, Thunder Rosa, every woman that showed up in AEW is like, I'm gonna come in here and I'm gonna be a catalyst for this women like revolution in AEW, and like we're gonna pioneer things and we're gonna take things to the next level, and then they just fizzle out. So the way they brought her in, it felt like her debut was even bigger than Okada's, and I'm trying to take my bias out of
Almost.
there. I'm trying to take my bias completely out of there, but if you compare Okada's debut last week to Mercedes' debut this week, she had a little bit more pomp and circumstance to her presentation. And hopefully that's a sign of positive things to come. I mean, the women main evented, and that really only happened because Mercedes was there. So she can do a little angle with Willow Nightingale at the end, because you know Willow was the last opponent she had before she had that injury in Japan and had to like get surgery and drop that title. So I think it's still it's a winner. You know what? I'm gonna keep it as a winner. Mercedes is a winner. She's at a new place, ch new challenges. The women are gonna be winners because if that means that they get to main event because Mercedes is in the program in the main event, it's gonna highlight more women, hopefully. This is all good stuff. So big winners, big
Oh no,
business.
I agree, man. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I would like for her to continue her little run in Japan and stuff. But anywhere that she was gonna go, she was gonna be a star anyway. So obviously, yeah, Mercedes Moné wrestling, in AEW, huge winner, right? Even her outfit winner, right?
Two
Everything,
different fits.
two
She
different
drops.
fits in one night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out, shout
Shout
out.
out.
Shout out, and then shout out her family, you know, was also there. Makazi was also in the building as well, you know what I'm saying? Stand up. But the one the one gripe, I guess you could say, loser is I'm just not feeling the theme.
Nah. I like the whole CEO, CEO. But after that, it just kind of
You don't
doesn't
hear
feel.
anything, right?
No. And you know what? Maybe it's a thing where, like, the more you hear it, the more you actually hear things in it. Because when AJ first debuted in WWE at the Royal Rumble and you heard his song, I was
Oh,
like,
dude.
I couldn't make out what it was being said. But now, if that song hits right now, I can sing it with my whole chest, knowing all the lyrics, you know?
I don't
So
want none. I
I don't
don't
want
yeah.
to.
Still probably one of the best theme songs out there right now, you
And
know.
what's crazy, it wasn't even made for him. They made it for James Storm when he was in NXT.
That's too good of a song.
That's a weird song for James Storm, man.
I know, right?
I mean,
No,
listen to the
facts.
lyrics.
Yeah, you're correct on that for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but the CEO song, doesn't it, guys, remind you of that Bo Dallas? Bo Dallas was with Curtis. Was he? He was with somebody.
B team.
Wasn't it Go B team? The B team.
Go.
Yeah.
B team. Go. 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 Dude, sounded like some Chase U stuff.
Dang, dude, it did. It does. It does.
Oh, it's like a pep rally. No.
No, for real. Like, I don't know if it's just the chant of CEO gives me that pep rally vibe, but I don't know. I don't know why she had to change the money song that she was using in New Japan.
I liked it.
So did I.
Unless it's specifically trademarked with New Japan. But who knows? But it's weird because Okada has his New Japan song. Okada
Will Ospreay has his music, right? Yeah. What about you, Gon? What do you got for winners and losers?
Well, speaking of women, I would say loser for me is the WWE women that are not in the main event. I see that they're doing nothing to help, especially the other women, in terms of even if they're trying to establish a tag team. I complain about this every time with the women's tag team division. There's no cohesion in terms of teams, you know. They're just throwing two people together and then see how you guys flow, and then, you know, there's no tag team per se. Sure, they're wearing the same outfits and all, but then they're just thrown in together. They're not like an FTR, women of FTR, or, you know, they don't, like, I, there's only like the only established good tag teams are the ones who actually have a tag team name together.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
Kabuki Warriors. And then it kind of dies down from there, you know. So
yeah, especially like Natalya and Tegan Nox, that just feels so thrown together.
All thrown together. All those tag teams are thrown together. Zoe Starks and Shayna Baszler thrown together. There was no I want to see, like, the only team that has a chance right now is, you know, Kayden Carter and Katana Chance, because they started off as a tag team, and you see them build. Maybe Abbott Fire and Isla Dawn, if they actually maybe had a tag team name, then maybe that changed.
They do. Unholy Union.
Is it called Unholy Union? They don't mention it as much. So, or they're not featured as much. I think who's injured? One of them was injured, right?
I think that it's Isla Dawn that's injured, because she hasn't been wrestling. It's only been Alba Fire that's been wrestling.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think it's just, if they wanted to build the women and try to build that, you know, like I said, that tag team division, they need cohesion in terms of storylines and in terms of finding teams to team together.
Yeah. And not only that, but the women are losers because they're not main eventing WrestleMania in general, because they seem to have, they confirmed it essentially, unless they misspoke or they changed their mind last minute. But the tag match between The Rock, Roman, Seth, and Cody is going to main event night one, and then Cody versus Roman is going to main event night two, and that's going to be two years in a row where it's one of the women should have main evented.
Right. And there's only one as of we're speaking, there's only one women's match in night one and one women's match in night two.
Mm-hmm.
Am I looking that right? That's it? For women?
For what's on the card, I mean, Bayley, Io, right?
Bayley, Io, and Becky and Rhea, are they on separate nights? I thought they were both on night one.
They're going to be on both on night one?
They haven't confirmed which night they're going to be on.
If they put both of them in one night, that's just even worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you were just saying that there's just only two matches in general, right?
In general for women. It's essentially like having, you know, like with WrestleMania, it's only been one and a half women's matches in one night. you know,
they're gonna have
in typical WrestleMania, like when it's one night only.
They're gonna have right, a yeah, women's right. tag title match for sure. They have to. I feel like.
Yeah, because they did build up to that on Raw, which is a winner of mine. But yeah, I mean, because they said they're going to build up to it. I think they are. I have to look back.
Yeah.
But I mean, the card for WrestleMania, I feel like it's so heavy with the, like, we all know who's gonna be there, right? Like, we all know it's gonna be Rock, Cody, that tag team match, then probably Rock and Cody for the night two, and you know, then you have the World Championship match,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Drew's involved. Gunter, right? Gunter and Sami Zayn is another one that probably just got added, right?
Jay and versus Jimmy.
Jay got, versus got Jimmy,
set right? up. On Monday, because Jay challenged Jimmy, so he might accept it on SmackDown this week.
Right.
So we'll see.
And then, are we getting Logan Paul and his prime sticker on in the middle of the ring versus Randy Orton? Or
bro, that's a big loser right there. The fucking wrestling ring having to fucking have that stupid prime sticker in the middle of the wrestling mat.
Well, did they say it's like for a fact? Did they say it's for a fact going to be in the middle? Or
it sounds like they're going to be in the middle, just like it was on SmackDown, which is kind of a nice like a
UFC fight.
See, I was thinking it was going to be in the corners, like you know how they have it in CMML, how they have like Corona, and you know what I mean, like.
No, it's going to be like in Lucha Underground, how they had that big mask in the center, like little Aztec in the center. Yeah, that's how it's gonna be, man.
Oh,
bro, Cody, if he finishes the story, he's gonna be on top of a prime bottle.
Oh,
yeah.
No, well, I thought it was only for Logan Paul's match. Is when they would have the prime.
Logan. No, it's gonna be.
For is me. The entire show?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's a big loser for me.
Well, here's my thing, guys. Like. If it was Coca-Cola, would you guys have been cool with that?
If it was a giant Coca-Cola bottle, no.
It was the logo.
If it was the logo, I would have been like, eh.
If it was like a if it wasn't in the center, if it's like the one of the corners, you know, like on the floor,
yeah, like how they have it boxing, CMML, yeah.
Like if it was like nothing a WWE logo in the center or like the TKO logo in the center, I'm like, okay, cool. That's branding of the company. That's cool.
Yeah.
Kind of like if like when All In, the first one, when it was the indie show version, they had the big All In logo in the center, and that looked cool to me. That right. looks
and
cool.
then they had the some of the ring skirts had Cracker Barrel on it, you know, like
Yeah. Shout out to Cracker Barrel.
Shout out to
they make good fried chicken. Listen, I go in there, I get the Southern style fried chicken combo. No. I get my biscuits. I get my sweet their biscuits corn.
Are fire.
They're like probably the best biscuits. Then I get me my steak fries to go with my chicken, you know, and then afterwards I get some chocolate cake.
You walk some around the gift shop for like 2 hours, you know what I'm saying?
Not
like,
a single thing, but I look at everything.
What vintage chocolate am I going to get? What vintage package chocolate am I going to get today? It's like, oh, damn, I didn't know they had dill flavored potato chips. Like, I'm going to get
go outside in the porch, sit on the rocking chair.
Play checkers.
Checkers or the peg game.
Hey, you know what?
Oh,
hey,
dude.
For real. Shout out to Cracker Barrel though. Like I took that was one of my profile pictures on my dating profiles, like me playing giant checkers and shit outside of Cracker Barrel. Yeah, okay. It's one of the many pictures. You know, like when you do a dating profile, you know, you gotta have like the main one. And then you gotta have like a bunch of different ones doing activities and whatnot, show your playful side.
Yeah, you know? It shows a difference. See, like you sitting down playing checkers. Yeah, it says that you play checkers, but it also says a lot of other things. Good qualities in the man, you know, saying mature enough to take this picture outside, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Hey, Cracker Barrel, Vince is getting married because of you. Sponsor it. Sponsor his wedding.
Send him a rocking chair. Send him a rocking chair. Send him a rocking
No, send him a suit with the logo on the back of the suit.
What is the manager?
Dead center of
the look like the manager, like the host manager.
I'm gonna look like Ted DiBiase. Hell you know no. How he had like that giant dollar sign in the back of his jacket? That's how I'm gonna look like with the Cracker Barrel.
You wear that suit to the wedding. I guarantee you, all your guests are gonna be like, table for three.
And then Vince, table for during your speech to all your guests, you have to somehow fit in Country Fried Steak in there.
Oh yeah.
What? Their fried chicken, like you said, Vince is pretty good. Is pretty good. Real, I gotta say, it's good.
How we get
shout out to Cracker Barrel. Shout out to Cracker Barrel.
Shout out to Cracker Barrel. Let's go back to wrestling though.
pay for his wedding.
Okay, so first off, I do want to give a winner to Cody Rhodes and that promo that he cut. I thought that was really good. You know what I'm saying? Anytime Cody Rhodes does these emotional promos, these are the type of promos I'm talking about, right? Like, if they pull you in, they give you a story, it's relatable, right? We all know that he wants this for his dad because he couldn't bring the title home to his mom. So that's his mission now. He wants to bring the title home to his mom because dad didn't do it. And I mean, and like, this guy, he cries at any time he speak on emotion, but to me that's the realness of it, right? Like, that's the realness of the promo. Like, not no crackhead, meth head, you know, whatever. Like, he's being real with it. And to me, I think that's what makes a good promo at this day and age for me. So definitely winner.
For sure. For sure. I got that too. I think I don't know. Yeah, sorry, it's gone.
Yeah, my other winner was Sami Zayn. Just the fact that not only he's in the WrestleMania for IC title, he wrestled through Ramadan.
Dude, so he bro. Did
not... Yes.
They mentioned it on commentary. Shout out to them.
Did they? Hey, yeah. Shout out.
Pat McAfee and Michael Cole, they're like, oh... Sami Zayn is Muslim. Right now he's fasting for Ramadan, so he hasn't ate anything. He had like a little bit of water once the sunset. Sun went down, but he had like maybe that can play into effect, and like maybe Sami might not be at his best, you know, because he hasn't ate and he hasn't been like he hasn't had his nutrition, you know? His vitamins and whatnot.
He wasn't able to eat. No. So yeah, to do anything while you're fasting at the level like that is pretty difficult, you know. If you're not, especially if you're not fasting regularly too. So it's very hard, and I know that, like, you know, sometimes you can pull energy from everywhere, but this is what is this, Garden? Is this like the first week of Ramadan? I think.
It's just the first week. Also, he's vegan.
Dude. Oh, so that's even worse. So that's, I mean, that's like 10 times
worse. That's a lot
harder. Oh. Yeah.
Shout out. By the way, quick story real quick. Apparently, my future father-in-law served Sami at the bar at the hotel he worked at whilst Sami was here in Chicago during Survivor Series weekend.
What?
Yeah. So,
shout out
to Melissa's dad. He works as a bartender over, I think, I forget what hotel over there in Rosemont, right?
We're gonna give him
and because he's already in the Rosemont area, that's where Sami Zayn was staying.
Hyatt.
I think it might have been the Hyatt.
Because that's the one that connects to the Donald Stevenson Convention Center.
So. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's the Hyatt. Yeah, okay. So Sami
has Zane a revolving restaurant. Yeah.
Yes. So Sami Zayn was staying at the Hyatt and he's like, oh, I just needed something quick, something quick. Like, I'm vegan, a vegetarian, or whatever it is that he said. So I can't eat whatever. And then, Melissa's dad was like, oh, well, I can make you this, and this. It's like, no, I'm running late. I have to get to the show. I'm a wrestler. I'm going to be over at the Allstate Arena. And then he's telling me the story and stuff. He's trying to explain it to Melissa and he's trying to explain it to me. And we're always like, oh, like his name is so and so. I'm like, Hulk Hogan? I'm like, no, not Hulk Hogan. It's like, he's like this. He's kind of tall, but he's very scrawny, like very like messy hair. He gave him his government name and couldn't remember it for the life of him. So El Jamie, Generico? No, joke. This man said El Generico. Yeah. No, but he was his government name, Sammy whatever. And then we kind of pieced it together, and then I Googled him, and I showed him, and says, that him? I was like, yeah, that's him. That's the guy.
Oh.
It was like, he was all right, but he was in a rush. He just seemed like he was stressed out, and he was just like, very like.
Very Sami Zayn. Like when he was doing the, Sami Zayn's there?
Oh.
No, cats are in the building. Okay. So no, they're out here running amok.
Like, I'm picturing, I don't know why, I'm picturing Sami Zayn when he was doing those, what was those, conspiracy theory videos?
Yeah.
Like,
that's the energy apparently he brought.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I'm thinking he was talking. Like,
yeah, no. But that was the only, that was the only thing. He came in there, he ate like a little bit of a salad or whatever, but okay. Didn't finish it, then left him. Left the food and he was in and out. You know, he was in a rush, man. I think he got there late or something, or he checked in late.
Maybe.
But yeah, sorry.
Shout out, dude.
Yeah, father-in-law served him at the bar, and then I touched his nipple later on in the show. It all came full circle. Circle of life, baby.
See, you know what I'm saying? He did the serving, you got served, and then he got served. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
It all worked out. Look at that. Yeah, to me, though, like I have to say, almost finishing up with winners and losers, the gauntlet match, I thought that was planned out and executed perfectly. Like, everyone got their time to shine. No one looked really like they were a loser, even though Chad Gable got the biggest L because he lost, you know what I'm saying? Even though he was trying to win it for his daughter, shout out. But, like, to me, at the end of everything, all the people involved look legitimately like anyone could have won.
Yeah. I was really rooting for Chad Gable, and I wasn't initially, but he was really winning.
But he was just putting it out. Pause. Bro, but yeah.
Man, hard on his sleeve, you know, looking at
dude. Telling
you. Nah, man. So I don't know what the fuck they do with Chad now, though. But I mean, I kind of felt like they were gonna go with Sammy anyway. To me, from the jump, depending on where the order was and whatnot, I'm like, if they make Sammy the Iron Man or they make Chad the Iron Man, that's who's winning. But once they gave that spot to Sammy, and he had to overcome one thing after another, it just really felt like Sammy was like, this dude's going to win when they've been actually doing story progression with him, with like the in the arena, interviews with the empty arena interviews. So I don't know, man. Like, am I looking forward to Gunther versus Sammy? Not that much. But once the bell rings, I know I'm going to be invested because that guy can go.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's the general consensus for everyone. Like, everyone loves Sammy, you know what I'm saying? And they know that, like, him and Gunther are going to put on a great match, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think at this point, everyone kind of wanted somebody new, Chad Gable. I think that's really where it comes from. You know, I was thinking, like, I was hoping for Shinsuke Nakamura, because how many times can he do these, you know, sell like promos and come off as a villain that he's going to beat you and then just keep taking an L, you know? But the thing is, like, he already got an IC title. So he kind of already had his semi moment, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought the gauntlet overall was pretty good, you know?
It was solid. It was good.
It was solid. It was definitely solid.
Does any I don't does anyone else got winner loser? I got one more, and
that
might.
Well, for me, the gauntlet match. I great and all, but I still don't get why JD Madonna was in it.
I know. What did he do?
Okay, you know what? Let me pass the baton to me. I'll get the hot tag here.
Go ahead.
The reason why he was in that gauntlet match is because our boy Dom couldn't be there. Because he was probably on his honeymoon. Because the biggest winner of the week is the homie. It's the homie Dominic Mysterio tying the knot, saying the big I do with his high school sweetheart. Turn up, my guy. They've been dating since they were 14. I think they're 26 now.
Come on.
Bro, as a man that's about to tie the knot myself, you love to see it. My homie's winning out here. That's actually who I wanted to win. Like, and challenge Gunther for the IC title at Mania.
Same.
But, you know, maybe they can still do something good with the homie. But he got married. That's the biggest win he could get, you know.
Yeah. And it's great. You love to see it, right? You know what I'm saying? True love. Love at first sight, you know.
Yeah.
Some people, they have to, you know, wait, you know, an eternity, you know, for a moment like this.
Exactly. And
he had it. Shout out Kelly Clarkson. Shout out Kelly Clarkson. I gotta say, Big Business overall was a winner. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get a chance to speak on it, but this would be my last winner and loser. You know, basically AEW getting Will Ospreay, Okada, and Mercedes. Mm-hmm. Is giving me the same vibe of when WCW got NWO. When they got Hall, Hogan, and Nash to come in. It's giving me that same vibe, right? Because you could tell from the show that the show kind of revolves around those three.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I'm guessing for the women's segment, it's going to be around Mercedes, Toni Storm, everything that's going on, Willow now. And then, you know, you're going to have Will Ospreay doing his thing and then whatever the Elite and Okada are doing. So it's like AEW to me right now, like they're kind of hitting because now they have a structured show instead of them just throwing shit, you know,
for an hour, 30 minutes.
Like, so I don't know how about you guys felt, but I felt like watching Big Business felt like the most structured they had been in a long time.
Well, last week, too, with the new redesign, with the new stage setup, the new logo, the new, like, aesthetics, I said it was a big winner for me last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week, it again, like, it's the presentation of it all. It feels like a big product.
Yeah.
And you're right. With Will Ospreay being there, having, like, confrontations with Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson. You have Okada showing up. And being like the big head of the table, so to speak, of the new elite version of the Bucks, and then Mercedes with the women's division, it kind of gives the same feel like when AEW got CM Punk at All Out, he debuted, had his match against Darby, then later on that night, you had both Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson show up.
Yeah.
That was the last time AEW felt like, oh man, they're making a big move, big splash. And they captured a little bit of that essence in the bottle here. And they just kind of have to keep running with it and just not make the mistakes they made before and try to build on others with the ones they have right now. You know, they got to capitalize it. Will Ospreay doing something hot with Daniel Bryan right off the gate. Mercedes Moné looks like she's going to do some unfinished business with Willow. Maybe pivot over to Julia Hart and that TBS title. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we're going to get Tony Mercedes, and that's going to be at a big pay-per-view. So that's going to be a build-up as well. And then you have Okada with the Young Bucks basically saying they fired Kenny Omega from the Elite. At some point, Kenny's going to come back, and we're going to get Okada versus Kenny, what, like 4 or 5 or whatever many times we've gotten. And we're going to get it again, and that's what that's going to set up. So they're going to build up Okada, and then he's going to have a thorn in his side. He's going to have a big rival. You know, the Vegeta to his Goku, so to speak.
And at first I wasn't. Right. At first I wasn't sure what to make about the Elite and Okada, right? But now I see it. They're the best two guys to speak for Okada. Not that Okada doesn't have problems speaking English or anything, mm-hmm. but they're the best two to make this current version of Okada like seem bigger.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
So in that regard, I really like what they're doing. And to be honest, like Okada's helping them too, right?
Oh yeah.
So it's dude, a win-win.
He's making them actually look cool. Because when they were coming out by themselves, they just looked like two fucking nerds.
Yeah, it kind of like they were just doing the same thing that they were doing, but just called EVPs, right?
Exactly. And then just trying to be obnoxious. Like it came off like little ass kids trying to be annoying in high school or middle school. Right, and with Okada. He kind of makes him more of a legitimate, they're EVPs. They actually dressing the part. Not saying their evolution or their fortune or anything like that, but they got a little
fortune.
Shout out to fortune, man.
I know.
Fortune.
Shout out to
fortune.
That's a wow.
Shout out. That's a deep cut. That's a deep cut That's a deep cut though.
Wow. What kind of cuts on now? Get in there deep.
Whoa.
Oh, pause.
Whoa.
Hold up. Dude. Okada's helping the Bucks too, but I don't know, Gar, what you think, dude?
Okay. Yes, I agree entirely with Okada because that's the best way you could present Okada, I would say, because just with
I would seem only half of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, okay, sorry to cut you off.
Definitely. You definitely need a mouthpiece that will be able to support Okada. Either way, you know, to a big mouthpiece, and the Bucks with their history is their best mouthpiece you could select among everyone in AEW. I can't if it wasn't that or Kenny, but it wouldn't make sense with Kenny Omega doing it, you know?
Right, or even Adam Cole, who was the other
Adam Cole, best promo.
But it wouldn't make sense if it was Adam Cole.
It wouldn't make sense, so it would have had to be the Bucks, just because of history alone, you know, and then they just building upon that history. So that's the best possible way Okada could have been unleashed on the U.S. market, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm with that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, pretty much that's it for winners and losers. Last call, I really don't have anything except for a couple things that happened. I mean, we got the 2K game that's out right now currently, right?
Yeah.
All the features are there. You said the gameplay, just like everyone else says, the gameplay is really good, you know?
Yeah.
The only other news I have is really, like, you know, about this guy right here.
I'm single. I'm ready to mingle. I'm ready to, you know, a girl kissing me left, a guy kissing me on the right, which is totally okay, man. It's all love. But...
yeah, that actually dropped last night. According to TMZ, Lana and Rusev or Miro are no longer together. And are
after divorced. 7 years, which after is tragic. 7 years. Which is tragic. Yeah. A piece of news, but like, wrestling related, but Tiffany and Company is dropping a Tiffany Pokeball.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh. And so inside the Pokeball obviously is the Pokemons, and it's a chain version. So they're all, I can't show it to you, but like, yeah, when you open up the Pokeball, it's a Tiffany gold chain of the Pokemon.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. Cause like Tiffany and Company don't usually do a collaboration like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty cool that they're doing something like this. My question is, like, I don't know how much this price is, but I can see people Oh no, the price is here. It's ranging from $1,300 to $30,000.
Nah. That's a no for me.
I'm guessing the $30,000 is to collect them all, but like, yeah.
I ain't got. Yeah. See the way my bank.
Yeah, I don't. Up, I'm far from it.
Nah, man, that's not for me. I'll stick to collecting other Pokemon stuff. You know, I can't catch all these. Like,
I'll get my own chain. Not that chain though. I'll get my own. Right. We didn't get a chance to speak on this, right? But I'm pretty sure, like, we all know, we've seen it. Horace Grant, Scottie Pippen, Luke Longley are set to go on tour.
The No Bull Tour.
The New Bull Tour to basically talk about their version of what happened during the championship run.
Yeah.
My question is, are they adding Isaiah Thomas to this thing?
Might as well at this point, you know, because Isaiah's been out there talking.
Dude, he just talked about this whole situation again on Draymond Green's podcast.
Yeah.
Like, bro, let this go. You know, like, you making West Side Chicago, like, look so petty right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
real.
Like, you should be one of our heroes, but yet you, like, are just, you know, petty as hell, you know?
Yeah.
My thing is, how do y'all feel about the guys going out there and doing, like, a No Bulls tour? Like, does this destroy the legacy of the Bulls? Like, how do y'all look at it now, like, after everything's coming out?
Go ahead, Gar.
Well, with the it's just another layer of it. It's just a bunch. It makes it, in the end, it's just a bunch of guys who didn't really get along together, but then end up winning championships. So it's like,
right.
It's in a weird way, it doesn't hurt the legacy of it because they earned it, but it probably could be like another nuance to the legacy where it enhances it almost where it's because they didn't really get along, but then they banded together and won three championships. So it's like, either way, they're gonna come out good either way. Even Jordan doesn't care because it's like, yeah, I already got my millions based off my documentary. So, you know,
yeah. Right,
share the wealth.
Any thoughts on it,
Poppy? Me personally, it kind of comes off as sour grapes from a couple guys that weren't painted too well. And look, we all know that The Last Dance was the retelling of those championship Bulls runs, but mostly through the eyes of Michael Jordan. And a few other people like chimed in, added their stuff, but look, true fans out there, they know what really happened, and you just kind of have to sit there and just be like, I don't care what other people think. I know what fuck happened.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I don't have to sit here and prove myself. It'd be like if Benji went out there and just did a whole, like, The Last Dance of the Getcho podcast or whatever, and it made it seem like I was always like the bad apple of the bunch. I was always showing up in a bad mood because my Frappuccino wasn't made properly or what have you.
Hell no.
And then I go on my, well, you're going to talk bad about me. I'm going to do my own press run and I'm going to talk bad about you. It's just,
right.
It feels like very high school, middle school stuff where it's like, oh, you started a rumor about me that I slept with Billy? Okay, well, shit, you gave Billy gonorrhea, you know? Like, sorry, that's a bad analogy. I don't know what the fuck I was going.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. To me, though, watching the documentary, like, I didn't view Pippen or any of the guys less than, right?
Yeah.
Did I think it was funny when Michael said he's not eating today? Yeah, I thought it was funny. But but at the end of the day, like, you didn't get hurt by the situation while it was happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
you just felt some type of way just because it was portrayed. But everyone knows you still a good ass player. You a badass, right?
Yeah, like, dude.
And yeah, and just to speak on Mike, I'm not defending him, but like he said countless times that he couldn't make it without any of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
The guy's already like saying, like, Michael Jordan is like saying more than he should.
Yeah.
You know, like he's giving their praises more than he should, right?
Exactly.
But speaking, this is the last thing. But speaking about Chicago Bulls,
yeah.
March 15th to the 17th at the Donaldson Stevenson Convention Center, Rosemont. Shout out.
Okay.
Chicago Sports Spectacular. They're having a thing, right, for mostly Chicago sports athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Reed.
Oh.
Does that sound familiar to y'all? Jermaine Dye. Baseball player.
Okay.
Duncan Keith. Shout out Blackhawks.
Okay.
Blackhawks.
Sammy Sosa, obviously.
Hey.
Apparently Mike Tyson. Okay. Julius Peppers. Shout out
Julius Peppers.
Okay. Sugar Ray Leonard. I know he has no affiliation with Chicago, but shout out Sugar Ray.
Okay.
Kobe White, obviously, currently, you know, playing like an all-star right now.
I might go just for Kobe.
Dennis Rodman.
Okay.
Cool.
Joakim Noah. Joakim's
gonna be there.
Shout out.
Oh, we might have to go.
Now there's two more people on this list. Okay. I don't know if this is going to make or break this whole thing.
Send me the link for it. Once
well, I don't know. Hold on. Let me give you the last two people. We have Ric Flair. And the last person that's going to be here in attendance for Chicago Sports Spectacular.
Don't say Chris Jericho.
Hulk Hogan.
Ah, fuck all that.
I'm in the Windy City, brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, wait, that's Macho Man.
That's the wrong guy.
No, Macho's cool. I'm going to get me a deep dish pizza from Giordano's.
Hey, Chicago. I mean, he's from...
Donald's Grove.
What town is he?
Donald's Grove. Yep, the Poffo family. Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hulk Hogan coming to Chicago Sports Spectacular.
Bro, Hulk Hogan gonna show up. He gonna see the weather's like, oh, it's not gonna.
Rodman, too sweet, brother. Too sweet. Yeah. By the way, can you you want to come to church with me? I'm religious now.
I gotta check that out. Send me that link. Joakim Noah. That's worth the trip.
Yeah, Joakim Noah's a cool 15th, guy.
15th to the 17th, you said?
Yeah, it's just this weekend.
Ah, turn up. I got... Okay, so...
Hold on. You know what you got to get if you go? You got to get him saying a soundbite. Be like, hey, Joe, SummerSlam is in Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Yeah.
You know, I don't hear anybody going to Cleveland for vacation. You think Cleveland? You gotta get him to say that.
I'm gonna see what I can
do. yo, my homies at Marks and Mike's and Powerbomb. I'm not gonna like that I said that, but I'm just joking. Y'all. We cool.
It's a bit.
Yeah. Shout out to my homies. But I think it's that time.
It's that time.
Now, Sweaty Session.
Okay, so, you know, with the passing of Akira Toriyama, you know, RIP, sending prayers to the family, we decided to do Dragon Ball Z characters and compare them to wrestling, you know, personas. Who do y'all think? Who wants to go first?
I'll do a quick one here, and I thought this was the funniest one.
A quickie?
Ginyu Force would be the Spirit Squad.
Oh.
Okay. There's five of the Ginyu Force, five of the Spirit Squad. Captain Ginyu would obviously be Dolph Ziggler because he's the most successful one out of the whole group. The next best one would be Chase, so that'd be Kenny Dykstra. Then after that, it doesn't really matter. Like it doesn't really matter. Maybe Mikey. Mikey can be Raccoon. Because
he had the pudgy looking dude in Ginyu Force who couldn't fight, but he was there. You know,
Gildo or whatever. So I thought that was funny. And then they do like poses and shit. Like there's cheerleaders and whatnot. And the Spirit Squad are cheerleaders. So I thought it fit perfectly.
That fits. That fits. Yeah.
Gotcha. Or you could have been like Edge and Christian are like honorary members of the Ginyu Force because they'd be doing 5 second poses too.
Okay.
I had Ginyu Force too, but I the way I did it was current WWE.
Okay.
And I divided it up between, I did one section for NXT and one for WWE main roster.
Right.
And then I didn't exactly say Ginyu Force with exact people per team, but I just said based off a team. So for the NXT version of Ginyu Force, I actually put OTM from NXT. That's with
out of the mud.
Reggie's. Yeah.
Because, you would be, you know,
you know, they think they're all that, but they're not right now. That's
true,
all
true. And that's the Ginyu Force.
And then for the main roster, this one I had to think about. I'm like trying to think right now, and the only team that kind of fits Ginyu Force in terms of like no one's taking them seriously right now is Final Testament.
Okay, it's right now. Let me see if I can piece this real quick. Captain Ginyu, the leader of the Ginyu Force, would be Karrion Kross.
Yes.
Chase is obviously the beautiful one of the group, so that's going to be Scarlett Bordeaux.
Yes.
Raccoon and Birder are the two big, beefiest guys in Ginyu Force, so that'd be AOP. And then Gildo would be... Paul Elring, you know, the manager.
Paul, the smallest one.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, because Gildo don't do shit. Gildo don't do nothing, man. He never do nothing in that whole squad.
So that's good. That's a good one. Like, hey, Final Testament. Yeah.
That's hard to top because
you know what.
That's hard to talk.
Bring your snaps to that one. I like that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because mine, I actually picked members of the Bullet Club for Ginyu Force.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
And current so for, members of Bullet Club or OG members?
Currently?
No. The old Bullet Club is way more badass than the Ginyu Force. So I have to go current. Current? So like, okay. Captain Ginyu has to be Jay Switchblade because obviously he's a leader of the gold version, right?
I thought you'd say he's Chase because he has the accent.
Well, Ooh. But Chase is not the leader, right? Like he's not the leader. So for Chase, because Chase, if you just put a letter U in there, it would be Juice. So Juice Robinson.
Ooh.
So Raccoon, who's just, you know, tall and just athletic, obviously the Hikuleo, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then you get to Bert, how do you pronounce his name?
Birder,
yeah, Birder, right? It'd be like one of the Gun Brothers. I just don't know which one. One of them. and Gildo, kind of at this point, Gildo would kind of be Kenta, you know?
Oh, bro, that's a low blow to Kenta.
That's a low blow, but like Kenta. They make the same face, you know? They make the same face.
You know who'd be good? Gildo? Chase Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's always taking the Mells in Bullet Club.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very, very good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Vince, go. It's back to you again. Since we all did get your voice.
Okay, this is a quick one, you know. Tony D, the Don of NXT.
Hey,
he started as a heel, turned into like an acceptable anti-hero type of like guy, where he's like he's fighting on the side of the good guys, but he's really doing bad things.
Please don't take mine.
But now, you know, he's accepted fully, but he's not the full on bad like good guy. Mm-hmm. Vegeta. Tony D'Angelo would be the Vegeta of WWE, because Vegeta, Prince of All Saiyans, Tony, Don of NXT, almost the Prince of NXT.
Okay, okay, you know? I see what you're going with this. Okay, okay.
When he was running his little like operation, he had a underboss in Napa. So that's Tony Stacks Lorenzo.
That's Stacks.
That's good. That's good.
And just like Vegeta, you know, like he had to kill off Nappa, so they killed off the other dude that was tag teams with Stacks.
Giovanni Vinci.
No, no, not Giovanni Vinci. It was like some other dude.
What's his name? He's Coleman. He's Coleman. He's something Cole in Ring of Honor right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Ring of Honor. Oh, yeah.
He was like Dimes or whatever.
So, oh, you know, yeah. There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
that's who he was. Dimes.
So
yeah.
Killed off everybody, you know, and just like Vegeta in that Frieza saga and the Saiyan saga, he's just killing people left and right. Namekians, Frieza Force members, you know, and the Don, he's not afraid to make you swim with the fishes.
Nah.
So, and you know what? The Don just recently added a beauty in Adriana Rizzo, and Vegeta, once upon a time, and a strong, beautiful woman in Bulma. So,
hey, I like that.
Equals Vegeta.
Okay. All right. I also have a Vegeta for NXT and a Vegeta for main roster.
Okay.
So, this is a little bit past a certain story point. This is Vegeta, but it's Majin Vegeta, where he turns evil again. he gets absorbed by evil. So that's Mello.
Okay.
Oh.
So you know who my Goku will be right now.
Dude, that's gonna be Trick.
That Trick.
Trick.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Yeah. I like this.
So that's my Vegeta right now, because it's just based off current storyline, and then, but then in the main roster, I had Rollins as my Vegeta because. Dang. This is the redeemed Vegeta,
the family
after being
Vegeta now.
Yeah, but this is after going through grueling battles with.
So this is super.
The current
this is super.
Goku right now, the current Goku, which I had Cody Rhodes right now.
Yes. Yeah, and like then just to tag in, that's exactly my same pickings. Like. I had Vegeta as Seth Rollins, right? Because honestly, like, they bring it up all the time. Can you really trust Seth Rollins? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just how, like, sometimes can you really trust Vegeta, right? Seth Rollins took his partners out when he was with the Shield. Vegeta did the same thing with Nappa, right? He also did the same thing. He went on his own path, created his own thing. That's the same thing Vegeta did, right?
Yeah.
When Vegeta decided his little group, the Messiah, that time when he was the Messiah, and brought two people under his wing, Buddy Murphy, right? That's got the same thing with Vegeta did with Gohan and Krillin, like the same.
Hey. Okay.
Right. So like, and who is like, you know, Goku, right? Cody Rhodes, just like what Garn said, right?
That's especially what we said last week. We made that analogy last week.
We did this last week, right? Rock is Frieza, right? They're teaming up, right, to go against the Rock, right? So that's the thing. But since we made that comparison already, the other comparison I want to make is, I think his name, I can't pronounce his name ever, but is it Zarbon?
Zarbon, yeah. Hey, you got
Zarbon,
it on first,
right?
Zarbon. Yeah.
One of the more elite guys on Frieza's team, right?
Okay.
To me, since Zarbon had the fight with Vegeta, right, and almost took him out, the closest person I could think of right now is Shinsuke Nakamura.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a good one.
Quite doesn't have the most elegant hair like Zarbon does.
Right.
But when Zarbon transforms into that monster, it's like when Shinsuke does the spit. Or the mist.
The mist.
Yeah.
The mist.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So that's who I'm thinking Zarbon is.
I thought you were gonna say, because he used to like always one of his elite members of the Frieza Force. I thought you were gonna say he was Kenny Omega or something.
Oh, man. Well, if I had to make the switch, then Zarbon might be Will Ospreay, right? Because remember, him and Seth Rollins had that beef on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay, I like that one. Who's next?
I think it's
You again, Vince.
Okay. Yeah. I got a quick, simple one. You know, Tien, you know, he was like...
Okay. I got Tien too.
Okay. So, you know, Tien was just like one of those stoic guys. You know, he was very solid, like very good, like in his craft.
Mm-hmm.
Not too flashy, nothing crazy. He was just good, well balanced. Mm. He always had little chiaotzu with him. Wherever he went, had a little chiaotzu with him, helped him out.
Hold up. Keep going.
So, and they both wear green. So, I'm going to say that TN is Finley and Chiaotzu is Hornswoggle.
Oh, no. You didn't take mine. Thank God you didn't take mine. Okay.
Hold on. Okay. That's good. But Garn, I think we got the same one.
I wonder. Okay.
Go for it. Go ahead. Go ahead. But that was good, Vince.
My main roster for Tien, since I said it was a reliable guy and, you know, underrated, it was Chad Gable.
Oh my.
And but my Chiaotzu was Tozawa.
Okay, but, so we all have different ones. We all have different ones.
But I also, since I had to add someone in the academy, I needed someone that was kind of within that group of that grouping of that team. So my Otis is Yajirobe.
Okay, I can see that one.
Okay, so this is my Tien and Chiaotzu, right? So okay. Tien, like you said, respectable guy, right? You need that sting.
Ooh.
And, right. Really, who's Chiaotzu and who's Chiaotzu? Darby Allin.
And you know what? Chiaotzu's always
the face paint is the same Darby. Face paint.
He always sacrifices himself.
And he always sacrifices. Exactly.
He puts his body on the line. God.
That's such a good one.
And when you see him, he don't care. When you see Chiaotzu, he don't care that he just died for everybody. Just same thing like Darby Allin. He don't care that he almost died for everybody.
Tien be a silent, like a silent brooding type of hero. It's always thing. I feel that.
Exactly.
Okay. I think I have just like one more comparison.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. How many of you guys got left?
I have three.
Okay.
I have five.
Okay, Jesus. Okay, well, it's one. Maybe six. So it's technically five people, but I, whatchamacallit, like it's under the same encompass thing. So for me, my favorite character in all of DBZ is Gohan. Mm-hmm. Specifically, Team Gohan, and even like
Great
even,
Saiyaman.
Even Great Saiyaman, you know, I was fucking with Great Saiyaman for a bit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wild Gohan's gonna be good. You're gonna love him.
Okay. And I just love the progression he made and all this other stuff. He wore a lot of purple. Gohan did. Mm. One of my favorite wrestlers, probably my favorite wrestler right now, is Dom Mysterio.
Yeah.
So Dom Mysterio and Gohan are one and the same. Great Saiyan Man was like that little goofy face he had when he was teaming with Rey Mysterio way back when, because he had like all the colorful stuff. He had like the red and like the green and all that other shit. Now he's wearing more of the purple like he did in like Dragon Ball Super Hero when he went beats Gohan. So right now, Dirty Dom, Prison Dom, is Beast Gohan. You know, he's at his peak. He's at his top power level. Just like Dominic Mysterio, Gohan also has a deadbeat dad in Goku. He's never around. Has to look to others. And so to speak, had to have like almost like an adopted older brother in Piccolo. And who is Dom's adopted older brother? Dominic has Damian Priest. Damian Priest is Dom's Piccolo. And you know what? Once Gohan got away, he was doing his own little thing. He found his Videl. You know who's who's Dom's Videl? Mommy Rhea Ripley. She's a fucking badass. She's a badass. Just like Videl. She takes no shit from no one. Then obviously he needs like a little buddy that he hangs around with, you know, because Gohan, when he was over there in Namek, he was chilling with Krillin. That was his buddy, you know, like that. That was a grown ass man, but with the size of a child. Who's a grown ass man with the size of a child that's friends with Dominic Mysterio? JD McDonough.
And what do you think of when you see Krillin, right? You see the dots on his head.
Yeah, the big old head. JD
McDonough? You think of his big ass head?
Yeah, and right now, like for a while there, it was Krillin and Gohan. They were a duo. And right now, you know, you see a lot of JD and Gohan doing a lot of like backing each other up, being like in each other's corners for matches.
Yeah.
And finally, I needed someone for Finn. And I love Finn. At one point, he was a top guy. But right now, he's just kind of like comedic relief. He's just like one of the guys there. Like, he's a good martial artist. You know, he's a good in-ring technician. But he's more of a goof right now. He's not really taken too seriously. And unfortunately,
Finn.
It's the Yamcha of the group.
Universal champion Finn is Yamcha.
Listen, what happened when he
said
when...
Future Trunks?
No.
Future Trunks, easy.
No. Let me tell you what. What has happened to Finn on the main roster? He won that universal title, yes, but then he took an L.
You know what? This comparison is actually true. Yeah,
he took an L. Dislocated his shoulder, took a nail, right? Came back. He was doing the Pumpkin Balor stuff with Bray Wyatt and all this other stuff. The Demon lost to fucking Roman Reigns. The Demon lost to Edge. Finn has failed to capture the title from Seth Rollins. Yamcha in his Dragon Ball Z era took L's.
Yeah.
What does Finn do? Take L's.
Right.
He is tag team champion. Just letting you know, he's tag team champion still.
He is. But most of Yamcha's wins are because he's hanging around the Z Fighters.
Right. And they were in Dragon Ball, which is like New Japan.
I could make the exact same comparison to Trunks right now for this. The exact same.
No, if anyone's future Trunks
championship, just yeah.
If anyone's future Trunks, this is Drew McIntyre because he's already got the sword.
Oh come on, that's a sword. Okay, Yamcha Roby has a sword.
Okay, then you know what? I like that Yamcha can be.
Gohan had a sword and he broke it.
Z sword.
Yeah, the Z sword.
So this is mine, right?
God. I don't like that.
I don't like it
honestly,
either.
Honestly, it fits though. So that's
it fits, bro. Look, Garn. I don't love it. I love Finn. I don't like this comparison. But Matt sat here and had this whole thing about Finn. It's like, you know what? This current version of Finn is a Yamcha. I'm sorry, Finn. You're being a bit of a Yamcha right now. You know.
I'm imagining the Yamcha meme when he's, you know, dead on the ground, and I imagine Finn now with his purple towel next to it.
Oh my god! Yes. Someone get Benji to do that.
So... I don't like this. I don't.
Okay,
like
so for me,
I love you, Finn.
I don't think we shout out Finn. I don't think we mentioned Piccolo, right?
I mentioned Piccolo.
We did.
Oh, who'd you have for Piccolo?
Damian Priest.
Oh, that's right, Damian Priest. Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right.
He went down the tangent.
Oh, yeah, that's right, my bad, my bad. You're right. For me, though, since Cody Rhodes is a Goku, then who better to be Piccolo than MJF?
Ooh.
But, you know what I'm saying? They were kind of like friends, then they became enemies, and they became friends again, right? They're still friends, right? And, you know, whenever they meet up again, I'm sure they're going to team up. Mm-hmm. So for that, I say, Piccolo. I also have Rhea Ripley as Android 18.
Oh, that's okay.
I like that one. That's a good
You know what
one.
I'm saying? Just because, like, you know, Rhea Ripley, she's a badass. Android 18 is a badass, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How many more do you have, Gar?
Well, I didn't do NXT, my TN, Yajirobe, and Chao Su, and then okay, I have Freezas.
Go ahead, because I have one more, that's all.
All right. I came up with my spot.
I might do an audible on the TN Yajirobe and Chao Su, because okay. I was originally going to combine those three into a team and just say they're Chase U. I'm trying to decide, but I would have Andre Chase as TN.
Okay.
But then I might have Chao Su as Duke.
Okay.
And then. Right, was his name Riley? What's his name?
Riley Osborne
would be Yajirobe, but mm-hmm. I might switch it to Duke as Yajirobe because Duke will just not put in all the effort, but then when he needed the most, he'll do that one major move to save the day.
Right, right.
And then Chao Su gets the beating, which is Riley Osborne.
That makes sense.
Those are my three there. And then I'm surprised for no one mentions that Dragunov is Frieza because he looks exactly like Frieza if you shave his head.
Yeah, I see that. Especially like
he
especially
looks
like
totally
how he
like
is,
Frieza. Dude. He has a bald head.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's perfect with Trick and Frieza and Mello getting jealous of Frieza and wanting to destroy him himself, like Goku did.
Right.
Vegeta really never did.
So, so Trick Williams. So, if Mello is Frieza, Trick Williams is the Legend of the Super Saiyan. Frieza got scared off by the Legend of the Super Saiyan and tried to like blow up Planet Vegeta. Just like you try to attack. Okay, I got one. I got one that I came up with. I was trying to think of something for like Kid Trunks and and Goten. Legacy Ted DiBiase Jr. is Goten because he had all the potential in the world but never really capitalized with it. Cody Rhodes with Trunks, at least that version, because then he went through different iterations and then we see how much of a badass Trunks ends up becoming.
True.
And obviously we see that with Cody as well. And like the Piccolo, I guess there in that case would be Randy Orton because he had to take care of these like two little kids and shit. To be honest, with you. or maybe it'd be Gohan. Like as I'm not sure who would be the third person there, but yeah, like Ted DiBiase Jr. and old Cody Rhodes. Yeah, the legacy versions of them that'd probably be like Goten and Trunks.
No, I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My last three is that Brock Lesnar is Broly, obviously.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yep.
Broly and then, Brock, yeah, Broly Brock.
I don't know why, just because Janemba is really smooth when he fights and everything, and that part where he like all his like the layers of his skin like transferred when he like teleported.
Right.
I just thought that was Randy Orton, you know, because he's smooth in the ring as well.
I like that too.
And then my last one. For Master Roshi is Vince McMahon, because we all know why.
Ah, dude.
Master Roshi is a dirty ass pervert, just like Vince McMahon is. So.
That's a good one. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
So, yeah. But do y'all have anything else?
No, I'm done with.
Okay. Well, I mean, guys, this is great. I'm glad that we did this. before we we're gonna skip messages this week, but before we sign off and get out of here, I just want to say that Akira Toriyama did a lot for us growing up.
Shut the
Dragon Ball Z was the intro to a lot of people's anime.
Yeah,
it was the intro to mine.
For sure.
It hit on so many different levels. I mean, culturally, Dragon Ball and everything has hit on so many different types of feelings and everything. But if you guys just want to speak on a little bit and everything that happened and how y'all feel.
Garn, you want to go first or you want me to go?
I'll go first since, like Justin said, he was that Dragon Ball Z was the first anime I ever watched, and probably one of the very few animes I would continue to watch over and over again.
Yeah.
The whole idea of, you know, with Goku's journey of continuing to become a better person every time just through fighting, it's like my motto in life, where I try to continue fighting no matter how rough life can get. He keeps moving, he keeps getting better. You become a better person after going through all your trouble, hard all through your losses. So it's a big loss, but he brought a lot of people together, and it's just it's going to be much different without him.
Yeah,
that's it
for sure.
Yeah.
For me, I'll just say Kira Toriyama was the OG. He was the GOAT. He brought like anime into the West over here in the States. No one really knew about anime like that. He created the Godfather, the Don of anime in Goku, in Vegeta, Gohan, and Dragon Ball. It's been such a big part of my life that I remember growing up playing the video games, watching the anime. I had some of the mangas. I have Funko Pops right now. I have like a Dragon, like a collection of like the Dragon Radar with like replica Dragon Balls in there.
Yeah.
Nice. The video games, I have so many fond memories of just playing the video games like nonstop with my friends. Me and my younger sister Vettel, shout out to Vettel. We'd go to like the grocery stores and whatnot, and like the green little like grapes, we like sneak in like the little like holes that they had on like the bag, and we take one of the grapes. And we get like the really crunchy ones, so that it sounded like the crunchiness of the sensu bean. And be like, "Oh, I need a sensu bean!" And then we get a sensu bean, and like sensu bean. And then we like run around the store, like we got a new rejuvenated life.
Like your powers are like 9,000.
Yeah. When you know, it's just like his creation just created so many fond memories in my childhood, just growing up, like. Pretending to try to go Super Saiyan, do a Kamehameha wave. While you're in the shower, like using the like conditioner and the soap to try to spike my hair up like I'm going Super Saiyan and whatnot. The episode when Gohan was teaching Videl and Goten how to fly, it's like, oh, even humans have this energy inside them because of their stomach. My dumbass over here trying to like get the energy coming out of my stomach so I can levitate and fly. I was like, it's not working, Gohan.
You're at the balcony. I'm like, all right, I think I'm gonna try it.
And then you just let a big fart.
Yeah, but Akira Toriyama is gonna be missed. It's gonna suck not having him there to create more content, but hopefully we get to have more content. Hopefully he realizes how much of an impact he had in our lives.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and like I said, culturally, like in Latin America, it's like everywhere.
Bro. Mm-hmm. Shout out to
like him. I didn't know how much of an impact it has in the Hispanic Latin community, but it's like I think it's more popular than like Mickey Mouse.
Dude.
Like, they have festivals. Like, did you see that in Mexico? Mm-hmm. I think it's Mexico, right? Yeah. They had live showings of Super, Dragon Ball Z, yeah. Super. Crowd like, this looked like Taste of Chicago times 20. Right?
Yeah.
Like, they had showings of every new Super episode. And then, you know what's crazy? It was done by the government of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy part is, it was pirated.
Yeah. y'all been seeing like the memes and like the joke and like the memes online on TikTok and Twitter everywhere talking about like the Mexican cartel that like had a ceasefire yes. in honor of Akira Toriyama. I don't know if it was legit or not, but if it was legit, that's crazy. That's the chokehold, the stranglehold
right, that Dragon Ball had in the community, right,
bro? Shout out to my Latinos. Shout out to my fellow Mexicans. All my Latinos out there. You know, he meant something to us.
Yeah. He meant
something to us.
I mean, anytime that you could do that, because that's the whole point of like why I like Dragon Ball Z, because it brings a lot of people together, you know, who wouldn't otherwise be together anyway. But you're here and we're talking about balls, Dragon Balls. And so like, yeah, RIP will be missed, rest in power. So, I mean, come on. I mean, Toonami, what a time. You know,
yeah, shout out. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's that time. Oh, right. Also, too, if you enjoy more Dragon Ball content, the Havoc Hour, we got together, me, Vince, Matt, Reek. We did a whole Dragon Ball Z episode, our fandom, our love for it. You can find
that. We need to do that part two now for sure. Yeah. Actually, the part one is actually on the Straight
Talk. Oh, is that Straight Talk? Archive. I'm sorry. It's on Straight Talk.
Yeah. Yeah, so go to linktree.com/SESVince. Hit the link. Go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. It works. I can't recall the episode number, but it's definitely there. Shout out to Juz. He sent me the image for the thumbnail. Reek Havoc, him, myself, Matt, we're out there just talking Dragon Ball. It was a fun time.
It was a good time.
But a good time.
Yeah, definitely check that out. Straight Talk.
For sure.
I think it's that time.
Well, actually, before we sign out, I just want to go ahead and cheap plug. Towards the end of the month, March 24th, on my YouTube channel, it's going to go live, youtube.com/SESVince. Rusty March Madness 2K24 edition, the third annual March Madness. This year we're doing tag teams. Just is going to be a judge. He's going to be a panel of the judges figuring out what's the greatest tag team in pro wrestling. So go ahead and check that out, youtube.com/SESVince. It'll be available March 24th at 6:06 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Let's go. That's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. Plug your stuff, homie. Let's get out of here.
If you enjoy this and you enjoy all that we do, you can find us on the Get Your Podcast on Twitter, Get Your Podcast on Instagram. You can also find me with Marks and Mikes on Fridays on YouTube. Check us out as well. Shout out. But yeah, where can they find you, homie?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you just plug yourself?
Okay. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SESVince. Link to my bio, pieces, everything, Straight Talk, and whatnot. What used to be Straight Talk, you know? We transitioning. We're
coming up with new things. Garn, where can they find you? OnlyFans.
Right? You could find me redacted. Redacted. Sorry. Oh, God. You'll never find me.
Well.
You can find it with us. You can find it here with us.
I think it's time to bounce out of here, y'all.
Yeah, it's time to roll out.
RIP Akira Toriyama.
Shout out Benji. Shout out Benji. Miss you, Benji. Jizzy. Right, Marks and Mike's Power Bomb. The Calf.
I'm single. I'm ready to mingle. I'm ready to, you know, a girl kissing me left, guy kissing me on the right, which is totally okay, man. It's all love.
Konnichiwa, bitches.